I'm gonna buy myself a mule. I'm gonna sell my Cadillac. I'm gonna buy myself a mule. I won't be stranded on these highways. I won't be running out of fuel. I can depend on my mule. My mule will take me to where I wanna go. I can depend on my mule. It will take me where I wanna go. You know I won't be getting stuck in the mud, and I won't be getting stuck in the snow. You see, my mule will take me to my baby's house to have a ball. You see, my mule will take me to my baby's house to have a ball. You know I'm gonna have a good time. I'm gonna put my mule in a stall. Look out. You might think that I'm crazy for saying the things I say, but my mule get hot, it won't vapor lock. All it want is a bale of hay. I'm gonna sell my Cadillac. I'm gonna buy myself a mule. I won't be getting stuck in the snow. I won't be running out of fuel. Now listen. Today you buy a brand new car, tomorrow you call it used. I won't have to worry about that. I'll just jump on the back of my mule. I'm gonna sell my Cadillac. I'm gonna buy myself a mule. I won't be getting stuck on this highway. I won't be running out of fuel. Listen, I'm gonna say one more, listen. You see the mule was here 1,000 years BC. Then some wise man made a car. Then the mule was history. I'm gonna sell my Cadillac. I'm gonna buy myself a mule. I won't be getting stuck in the mud, and I won't be running out of fuel. I'm gonna sell my Cadillac. I'm gonna buy myself a mule. I won't be getting stuck on this highway. I won't be running out of fuel. Yeah. And I sell my Cadillac.
Jam. Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a girl weighed 603. She spent all his money, sold all his land. The next thing she did, she got another man. Old Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam.
Welcome back. The time right now, as we've crossed the top of the hour, is 10:09 p.m. You've been listening to, for the last hour and 9 minutes, to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting, as always, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To keep the tunes rolling and to recap the tunes, of course, as always, so you are in the loop as to what we are playing. Two tracks ago, we heard from Johnny Drummer playing "I'm Gonna Sell My Cadillac and Buy Myself a Mule." Even though he tries to convince us that he's not crazy and he gives us the logic that it doesn't get stuck in the snow, still seems pretty crazy. Anywho, of course, from whom we just heard, we heard from TV Slim playing "Flatfoot Sam." Now, to keep the tunes rolling without further ado, here is Eddie Clearwater playing "The Duck Walk." Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. If you want me answer yes or no, darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you you'll have to go. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
Whiskey and go back to that wine.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 10:19 p.m. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. As always, two tracks ago we heard from the Holmes Brothers playing He'll Have to Go. And from whom you just recently heard, of course, one of the most iconic duos in the blues. That was Junior Wells and Buddy Guy playing Bad, Bad Whiskey. Now, coming up next is a really funky tune. You know, it might incite some horror, it might incite some wow, what the heck's going on there. It's interesting in two respects. This tune is by Buzu Chavi, playing Paper in My Shoe. Now, in the first sense, one of the curious parts is, what does he mean by paper in my shoe? So, paper in my shoe, as far as I've been able to determine by reading the comment sections and doing a bit of digging, could mean one of two things. Either one, paper in my shoe is about being a bum or being houseless and begging and being a panhandler and having like dollar bills or paper in your shoe and you're begging with your shoe. Or it could mean a voodoo thing in which you write the name of the person you don't like or who you want something bad or something ill to befall upon them, put that name, write it on a piece of paper, put it in your shoe, so you're always stepping on them, and then in doing so, cause some kind of ill or harm upon them. So the jury, I don't know which one it is. Maybe it's none of them. I don't know, but that's what I've been able to find out. So you can make your own conclusions after that. But as I said, there was a second thing that makes this track kind of funky. There's a really out-of-tune guitar on this track, and I'm sure you're going to hear it right away. But for some reason, I don't know about you, maybe it's just me, but as you listen to the track, right, it kind of, I don't want to say it becomes in tune, because it doesn't become in tune, but it becomes normalized, let's call it that. So it's a really funky track. So without further ado, let the music do the talking. Here's Buzu Chavi playing Paper in My Shoe.
Papa don't lie, try the people in my shoe. Okay, papa, the mother, yeah. Okay, papa, the mother, yeah. Oh, that the mama corny pa. Oh, that the papa pa.
got something on my mind and I can't keep it to myself. I sure want you to know I'm gonna learn you how to do the rock and roll and carry you down to the ballroom floor. I got something on my mind. Got something on my mind. I got something on my mind and I can't keep it to myself. Thank you.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should be 10:30 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks here in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Woodrow Adams playing Something on My Mind. And from whom you just recently heard, one of Chicago Blues' most famous harmonica players, and also one of the harmonica players for the Muddy Waters Blues Band. That was Billy Boy Arnold playing a cover of Slim Harpo's Shake Your Hips. Now, on the subject of Muddy Waters, I got a couple of Muddy Waters tracks that I'm going to play for you. Now, I know on this program, we try to go for the deep cuts, you know, the blues that you may not have heard of, you know, something that could be your new favorite blues tune or something you would want to cover on your own or something new to listen to, you know. So I really don't always play, like, you know, the typical hits, the blues hits that you might hear on, like, Sirius XM or any other kind of program. But in that case, this Muddy Waters, these two Muddy Waters, I'm playing you two. These two Muddy Waters tracks you're about to hear are real deep cuts. The first one you're going to hear is a very, very early Muddy Waters tune from 1941. This is not recorded in Chicago. This is recorded in the South before he went up north. This is him playing with the Sun Sims 4, playing Pearly May Blues way back in 1941, where you can see, you know, he's a young, really, really young guy on this record. And you can see the inklings and the formation of the greatness that would later take Chicago by storm. And right after that number, Pearly May Blues by Muddy Waters alongside the Sunny Sims 4, we're going to hear from the Babyface Leroy Trio. Now, the Babyface Leroy Trio, it's kind of funky because they got two really important members in that trio, right? Besides Babyface Leroy, who's also really cool in and of himself. I'm talking about Little Walter is on that track, as well as Muddy Waters. And they're playing one of Muddy Waters' signature tunes that he would later record as a solo artist. That is Rollin' and Tumblin'. But in this case, it'll be Babyface Leroy on the vocals. But you can hear Muddy Waters on the background on it, so it's pretty cool. So we got these two deep cuts, you know, going way back into Muddy Waters' discography to kind of see, you know, I guess the proto awesomeness that will later come to take the shape of records like Manish Boy, Champagne and Reefer, you know, all those great Muddy Waters records that we know him by, I know him so well by today. So, once again, to recap the next two deep cut Muddy Waters tracks you're about to hear. The first one you're going to hear is Pearly May Blues with Muddy Waters, of course, featuring the Sun Sims 4. And right after that, we're going to hear from the Babyface Leroy Trio, which includes Little Walter and Muddy Waters playing Muddy Waters, one of his most famous tunes, Rollin' and Tumblin'. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Been so long. I said, now, brother man, now, why you been so long? I did not come off, pretty mama, until the sun was shining bright. I said, boy, what a catfish, baby. Lord, now deep down in the sea. I see five of the catfish, baby. Lord, now deep down in the sea. I would have you brown skin by me. Lord, now fishing off to me. I've got something to tell you, my man. Now the horizon on your head. I've got something to tell you, baby. Oh, the horizon on your head. I've something to tell my mom. Even I don't run from her home. I say bye, 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 baby. Lord, I'll see you some sweet day. country day. I've had some out of my mom's day, mama. I used to you, master's bell. Baby, I ain't going to be alone. You brought me a pretty mama, Lord, now you treat me like a dog. I said, now I've been your dog, Lord, ever since I've been your man. I said, I've been your dog, Lord, ever since I've been your man. Thank God, well, I ain't going to be your rolling stone no more. Yeah, wow, my baby, la ba da da ba 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 ba.
Oh.
I'm young and I'm in my prime. Yes, I'm a mighty, mighty man. I'm young and I'm in my prime. Well, I don't pick my jobs. I'm ready for any old kind. Yes, I'm a real young man, a brand new 25. Yes, I'm a real young man, a brand new 25. Well, I'm willing, I'm able, I'm frantic, much alive. Well, I'm 6 feet tall, I ain't no hand-me-down. Yes, I'm 6 feet tall and I ain't no hand-me-down. Well, I got a gal in town who calls me good rockin' brown. Yes, I'm gonna stay this way, cause ooh, what a wonderful life. Well, I'm a mighty man, I'm young and I'm in my prime. Yes, a mighty, mighty man, I'm young and I'm in my prime. When you want me hollering, I'll be there on time. Well, when there's work to do, send for the mighty one. Yes, when there's work to do, you better send for the mighty one. Yes, he'll stay on the job until the job is done.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now is a quarter to 11. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap that last track you just heard, that was Roy Brown, of course, playing Mighty Mighty Man. Now, I'm sure if you're a fan of the early B.B. King stuff, you can definitely hear the influence that B.B. King draws from Roy Brown, especially with his tremolos in the high and the low range on his vocals there. It's a pretty cool track. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, as we are running out of time here on the program, here is Harry Crofton playing Saturday Night Boogie. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. We'll be right back.
Now, baby, when I first met you, you said you was hard to please. I took you down to my little house. Now you don't want to leave. Now, I've plenty good room
in my house.
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 Now, there's room in my house. You know what I'm talking about. You. I'll do anything you say. So come on down to my little house and you'll never go away. Now it's plenty good room
in my house.
Now it's plenty good room
in my house.
You know it's plenty good room
in my house.
You know it's plenty good room, honey.
In my house.
Now it's plenty good room, baby, in my little house. Baby, how can you prove my love when you won't come back to me? Now all the room
in my house.
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 Now there's room in my house. Know what I'm talking about?
Welcome back. The time roundabout now is 5 minutes to 11. You've been listening to, for the last couple of hours, roughly, to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. I've been your host for the last couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. Once again, we are broadcasting from a small, wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. In any case, I hope you enjoyed the program as much as I did in making it. And it's good to be back, and I hope you enjoyed the tunes I've bought for you today. And of course, stay tuned for next week's programs as we're going to be getting some of the tunes that I picked up while I was in NYC and to play them on the air for you today. Because, man, these Americans, they sell records with great tunes on them like dime a dozen. I tell you, it's crazy. Anywho, without further ado, if you got any questions, comments, or concerns, or you got a tune you'd like to be played on the air, please do feel free to reach out to us at Hotel the Blues. You can contact us by going to our website, ckut.ca, on our program page, Hotel the Blues. Just click on the time slot where we're on every Tuesday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., or just give us an email at hoteldublus@gmail.com. That's hoteldublus@gmail.com. Thanks again for tuning in, folks. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. To play us out tonight, here's Betty Smith from New York City, as a matter of fact, playing Shackle and Chain. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM and have yourselves a wonderful rest of your night.
Take how my love is. directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Give my life for this. If the bullet was the beat, I would probably die for this. How many times did I cry for this? I would hate myself if I didn't at least try for this. What's at stake is bigger than me. Blood, tears, how it stains, can't rid it with ease. What we have in common is our pain. We're given the keys to unlock what it takes to fight for what we believe in. Hard to confront the truth of what you see in the mirror. Some people you inspire and others you trigger. Fighting a blind faith led by the internal voice. You might not want to do it, but you don't have a choice. Will the pressure take me to new heights or be my demise? Will my intentions coincide with what I advise? The people looking up to me doing everything.